Hi, I'm Kim Jay. I'm a visually impaired chef and a volunteer for RNIV. Christmas is coming and I absolutely love Christmas. I love all the cooking. I love getting my family together, squabbling over board games, fighting over who's going to get control of the remote control. So today I'm going to do one of my favourite Christmas recipes. Everyone discusses what meat dish they're going to have on Christmas Day. Now, one of my favourites is a slow-cooked joint of pork. It is so easy to do. And trust me, the smell of this when it's cooking in the kitchen just infiltrates the house. It is gorgeous. Now, the ingredients you're going to need are 1.5 kilograms of pork shoulder. You'll need 2 teaspoons of sea salt, 2 teaspoons of barbecue seasoning, 4 teaspoons of smoked paprika. You're going to need 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of powdered mustard. You can use the ordinary mustard if you want, but do it 1/2 teaspoon instead of 1 teaspoon. You're going to need 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 tablespoon of black treacle, 3 teaspoons of cider vinegar, and you're going to need about 100 milliliters of cider. Now, those are the ingredients you're going to need. This recipe is really, really easy. You get a mixing bowl, and into the mixing bowl, you add in the barbecue seasoning, the mustard powder, you add in the cider vinegar, the treacle, the cumin powder, the chili powder, the mustard, and you mix it all together and you get this lovely rich marinade. Now you get your joint of pork and with a kitchen towel, just dry off the fat that's on the top because you want a nice crackling. Now with a sharp knife, being careful to watch your fingers, just put some scores with the knife into the fat at the top. So you cut through, but you don't cut through into the skin, just the fat. Now, once you've done that, turn your joint upside down, get the marinade and rub that marinade all over the flesh until it seeps through. If you want, stab the flesh a few times with a sharp knife and get that marinade in. I always love this bit, just rubbing it in, making sure that you don't put any of the marinade on the top of the fat. Now, once you've done that, put it onto a plate or a mixing bowl, cover it and leave it in the refrigerator for at least 24 hours. Now, to make it absolutely perfect, I tend to put it in for 48 hours to let the marinade soak through. Now, once you've done that, you pull out your pork joint and you get a large roasting dish. And onto the large roasting dish, you cover it with foil at the bottom and you put a tray on top. Rest your pork joint on top of the tray. Now, underneath, you pour in your cider and you also pour in 200 milliliters of boiling water. So you have the cider underneath and the water, and then you cover the whole joint with foil to make sure that there's no air escaping from the side. So it's going to steam in that cider and that water. Put it into a hot oven at 140 degrees for 4 hours and just leave it there. And allow that cider to infuse the flesh. The marinade will drip with the fat into the juices and just let it cook. Halfway through, pull it out. If it needs any more liquid, add some more cider, add some more water. Again, make sure that it's all covered up properly and enclosed and put it back in the oven. Now, after 4 hours, put the oven up to 180 degrees, uncover the foil paper, and then cook for another 45 minutes. And you want to keep on cooking until the flesh is absolutely tender. And trust me, the smell of this is gorgeous in the house. You can literally smell the apples and the pork, and there's nothing better that goes with pork than apple and cider. Now, once it's cooked, pull it out of the oven and set the joint on one side. Now, rub salt into the top. So sprinkle the salt as much as you can on top of the fat. Put it back into the oven for another 30 to 40 minutes. Pull it out, let it rest. And I would let it rest for at least an hour. And that allows the flesh to contract and keep in all those juices and flavors that you put in there. Now, at the bottom of your roasting dish, what you have left is the liquid. Don't throw the liquid away. When it's cooled down, pour it into a jug. And what you'll find is it will separate into two layers. The heavy layer, which is the fat, and the sort of more liquid layer, which is all the juices. So what you do is you skim away the fat and you throw it away. Put the juices into a saucepan, mix it up with some gravy granules, and you have a lovely cider gravy sauce to go alongside your pork. Now, once your pork has cooled down, you can then sort of carve it up. And what you'll find is it won't carve up into slices. It is so tender, it literally comes out in chunks. And trust me, everyone that's ever had this pork dish absolutely loves it. And it is well worth the time in the oven to slowly cook it to perfection. There you have my recipe for slow cooked roast pork. I hope you enjoy it and your family love it, and all have an amazing festive holiday.